help us to commence this evening with hymn 208. Jesus, lover of thy nation, saviour of thy people free, visit us with thy salvation. Let us, Lord, thy glory see. O revive us, that we may rejoice in thee. 208.
the holy word of God. Let us turn to read this evening in the prophecy of Isaiah, reading chapter 26. The prophecy of Isaiah and chapter 26. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord for ever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou, most upright, dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favour be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see, and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord, our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live, they are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord, thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. May the Lord grant his blessing upon the reading of his holy and sacred word, and may he help us now to pray. O thou most holy, almighty and eternal God, Lord, we come to gather ourselves together here on this evening hour of thy day, and we pray for thy presence with us. May it even be like the evening of that first day of the week when Jesus arose from the dead. The doors being shut, Jesus was present with them. So, Lord, we pray thy presence, for without thee and the influence of thy Spirit, Lord, and that gift of faith, our gathering together shall be in vain. But where, Lord, thy presence is known and felt in our hearts, and we're given that faith to view a precious Jesus, the Redeemer of sinners, then, Lord, our moments, our gatherings together here will be sweet. It will be in profit for our souls. We shall not go empty away. Lord, thou knowest how we have come. Lord, are there not many here this night have come to worship thee with thanksgiving, with praise, for that which thou hast done and revealed to their never-dying souls? O Lord, do give another portion of thy heavenly love. Speak through thy holy word, that there may be some profit for the soul, some strengthening for life's pathway, some help in the times of trouble. Lord, if there are any who've come this night and do not know that blessing upon their soul, we commend them to thee. Lord, that thou wilt yet still use thy word in its quickening power, in the power of thy Spirit, Lord, to awaken those that are dead in trespasses and in sins. Lord, there may be those who are longing and seeking, Lord, to hear thy voice and to know, Lord, their pardon sealed and peace with God. O Lord, do come and hear those cries, touch those hearts, confirm their interest in the Redeemer's blood, and oh, set them at liberty from the power of sin. Lord, giving them the joy and rejoicing of their heart, which no man can take away from them. Lord, thou knowest each one of us here tonight. And so, Lord, we pray, thou wilt use thy word, for thou knowest what we have need of before we ask. We ask thy blessing, Lord, upon that which was attended to here in the morning hour. Lord, may all that was done all be blessed of thee, owned by thee. Lord, the prayers, the singing of the hymns, the reading of thy word, the reading of the preached word, Lord, may it not have returned to thee void. May it have accomplished that which thou doth please, and may it have prospered in the thing to which thou didst send it. And Lord, the Sunday school that is here, we pray, Lord, for thy blessing on all that is done, seeking, Lord, the children to be taught the way of truth. Oh, Lord, may those labours not be in vain, but may some word abide in the minds and in the hearts of the children to be brought forth in time to come, which will be for their eternal good. Oh, Lord, do bless the children in thy tender care, and fit them for heaven to live with thee there. Lord, the very young, the babes, Lord, watch over them. Keep them safe in thy love. Lord, may they grow healthy and strong in body and in mind. And in due time, Lord, in spirit, to follow thee fully. And the children at school, Lord, and where they have their education, oh, we pray for them. Lord, be with them at all times. Lord, keep them close to thyself and to thy word. And may they grow to love thee as thou hast loved them. Lord, each of them being a lamb of thy fold. Lord, in due time, if it is thy will, to be able to testify of thy goodness and mercy unto their souls. And the young people, Lord, in their pathways, Lord, and the changing scenes of life, growing into adulthood, taking on duties, responsibilities, having to stand alone, Lord, we do pray for them in their higher education and occupations. And Lord, those in friendships, acquaintances, those who hope to be married, those who are married, those that have children. Oh, Lord, do we pray thy blessing upon each and every one of them. Help them to be much in prayer, committing their way unto thee and trusting also in thee. Lord, do help in these difficult days when there is so much secular regulation, so much, so many rules contrary to thy word and practices, and so many abominable policies. Lord, we pray thou will keep them from being enticed. Lord, from being tempted into the ways of sin. Help them to keep steadfast to thy word, to be a lamp to their feet and a light to their pathway. And provide for them, Lord, in all aspects of their lives. And may they know thy good hand to be upon them, to lead them forth by the right way, a way that at the end of their time calls them to that city of habitation, that glorious city in the kingdom of heaven. Lord, we each pray for ourselves, looking unto Jesus. Oh, by faith, Lord, longing to know that sweet assurance that such blessings are ours. Lord, hear those cries tonight put up to thee. Remember those, Lord, that have troubles and difficulties of many forms. Lord, and they lay them before thee in prayer. Oh, Lord, do make no tarrying. Lord, may thy good hand be seen upon those that pour out their hearts before thee. Lord, as those who weep bitterly on account of their sin and iniquity, Lord, knowing they cannot deliver their souls from their just desert, Lord, do hear the cries that are poured out before thee, and prayers one for another, prayers for loved ones, Lord, prayers for the church at large, prayers for our nation. Lord, who hear the petitions that were put up here on the previous Saturday. Lord, may it be that thou wilt answer in the power of thy might to the peace of thy church. O Lord, we mourn over the days in which thou hast appointed us to live. Lord, such division and confusion amongst our leaders. Lord, is it not thy judgment upon us? Oh, we are so guilty. Lord, in nation, church and self. Lord, we have nothing to plead before thee of any righteousness. What must we appear to be in thy most holy sight? Lord, we do pray thou wilt give wisdom to our leaders. Lord, yet command that which is to be done, which will be for the good of thy church, maintaining us in the freedom of liberty of worship we have this night. Oh, do not let us take it for granted. Lord, and may thy word ever go forth and be for a free course and be glorified. And so, Lord, we pray for the church at large. Thou wilt raise up faithful ministers of the gospel. Lord, in our national church, Lord, overturn all the errors of false doctrine and false practices. Lord, may there be many a bishop that is steadfast in the truth of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And Lord, whatever the office in the churches, whether deacons or elders, Lord, whatever the title, pastors, Lord, we do pray thou wilt raise up many who are rooted in the truth as it is in Jesus, preaching sin and salvation. And oh, may that voice, Lord, of thine be heard in it all, and there be many that are yet dead in trespasses and in sins, be awakened to seek for their soul's salvation. Lord, in this area round about here of Swavesey, and Lord, in Cambridge, Lord, may it be the same. Lord, thy word in power, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. And Lord, we come to ourselves. Oh, Lord, we are sinners. And yet, oh, we thank thee, Lord, we can plead the precious name of Jesus. Lord, those prayers, Lord, indicted by thee from our hearts. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, thou shalt hear. Oh, may there be many of us here tonight, Lord, who know that prayer and know the answer to it. Not just once, but again and again, venturing to that throne of grace, there to obtain mercy and grace to help us in the time of need. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, we can gather together here tonight. And we thank thee, Lord, there's a professing church. Lord, thy visible church here upon earth, whom thou hast dealt with in love, compassion and mercy, and have been enabled to testify of what thou hast done for their soul. Oh, Lord, only increase the church here. Lord, only build it up to the honour and glory of thy name. We pray for the congregation, Lord, that each one may hear thy voice, a voice of love and a voice of mercy that sounds through Calvary. And Lord, many, oh, constrained humbly, Lord, to come to thine honour and glory to testify. Lord, what a dear Saviour they have found. Oh, we pray for all our churches, Lord, that there will be such evidence that thou art yet mindful of us. Lord, hear us in all these things. Hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. When thou hearest, do forgive. as we turn, Lord, to further sing thy praises. Oh, make those hymns prayers, praises from our hearts, making melody in our hearts unto thee, our God. And Lord, we do pray that as we turn to thy word, thou wilt speak through it. Lord, not my words alone to be heard, but thy voice through thy word to the blessing of our souls. Oh, do not send us empty away. May we be able to say even this night, it has been good. We've been up to the house of the Lord. Remember any, Lord, who would be here if they could, and detained maybe for various reasons. Lord, remember any that are sick. There may be those present, Lord, with illness and pain and affliction. Lord, we commend them to thee, that thou wilt bless the means that are used to help, Lord, to recover to full health and strength. And thy good hand in all those things, cause the soul to glorify thee for thy great mercy upon them. Remember any, Lord, who may be bereaved of loved ones. Lord, we commend them to thee. In the time of their sorrow, Lord, draw especially near and be the God of all comfort, the Father of all mercy, assuring them, Lord, of their hope in Christ Jesus for eternity. O Lord, do hear us in these things. Pardon all that we ask amiss. We seek to ask all things in the name of Jesus and for his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 804. Ye lambs of Christ's fold, ye weaklings in faith, who long to lay hold on life by his death, who fain would believe him, and in your best room would gladly receive him, but fear to presume. Hymn 804.
Thank you.
in complete dependence upon our Lord to help us. That the Lord may open his word to meet the needs of each one of us spiritually, and to help us in the pathway of our daily lives. I would ask your prayerful attention by way of a text to the chapter we read, Isaiah chapter 26, and in particular verse 8. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 8. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. The 8th verse of this 26th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. There are many sweet and blessed portions in the prophecy of Isaiah. Many precious chapters that testify of the Lord's goodness and mercy. There are also many chapters, solemn chapters, in the prophecy of Isaiah, which speak of the dreadful ways of sin and rebelliousness against a holy God. We only look at the very beginning of the prophecy in chapter 1. There's so much sin. How the people there, Israel, is described as being from head to foot just like putrefying sores in the eyes of God. No goodness in them at all. We come through the book to something like chapter 53. And there's only salvation. The mercy and the blessing of God through the prophecy of the sufferings of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. The chapter we've read here, which is virtually halfway between the two, contains some blessed truths and also some solemn things. It speaks very solemnly of the wrath of God for sin. Verse 5 says, for he bringeth down them that dwell on high, this lofty city, those who are lifted up with pride and full of self. He layeth it low, he layeth it low, even to the ground, and bringeth it even to the dust. The Lord's judgment and wrath upon all that which is nothing but sin. We read, don't we, how pride goeth before destruction. We perhaps often hear the sentence, pride goeth before a fall. But that's not what the scriptures say. The scripture says, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Verse 10 says, let favour be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. What is the wicked? The wicked is, there's no fear of God before their eyes. God is not in all their thoughts. oh, the hardness of their heart, determined to go their own way, an own way which is the ways of sin in the broad way, to pass eventually through the wide gate onto destruction. They will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Oh, how solemn, dear friends, to be left with such hardness of heart against the sacred truth as it is in Jesus. That last verse of this chapter we read, for behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Dear friends, are you without iniquity? Am I without iniquity? King David said, how great is my iniquity? That embraces us all, doesn't it? The Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. All their evil doings, all the wickedness, all that iniquity, it will be made known in that last day of judgment, when the books are opened and all the deeds of everyone are revealed. All their sins of words, of thoughts, of deeds. Those hard hearts. And oh, that solemn judgment. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. Oh, dear friends, I pray that none of us here tonight will be left in such a state and condition as that, to perish in our sins. For that is before us, isn't it, left to ourselves. For none of us can deliver ourselves from the power of sin. Sin is transgression of the law, and that which is not of faith is sin. Therefore, can we say anything of our own selves is of an acceptable righteousness? I don't think we can. And if we say we have not sinned, the truth is not in us. We're living a lie. Oh, how solemn. And our hearts, by nature as a stone, can look, oh, upon, oh, that solemn judgment, unconcerned, unconcerned, that everlasting damnation. But in this chapter we also find something else. We read at the very beginning of it, in that day, that's the day when the Lord shall come, this song shall be sung in the land of Judah, that's the land of his people. We have a strong city, salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. What a difference, what a distinction, what a comparison. Dear friends, who are these of whom these blessed ones who know deliverance from the power of sin, who are they? Well, I believe our text is their testimony. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. Let me read that again. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. Dear friends, is this you? Is this your testimony? Do you know anything of that which this verse contains? This is the testimony of the people of God. This is the testimony of those whom the Lord calls by his grace. This is the testimony of those who were chosen in Christ Jesus, even before the world began. These are the ones who shall inherit, not earn, they will inherit eternal life. Oh, dear friends, it'll be a day of rejoicing if we know what the fullness of this verse means. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. There's no worldliness in this, is there? There's no love of the world above the love of God. There's no desire to remain in the ways of sin. There's all praise and glory to God. Yea, in the way of thy judgments. The way of thy judgments. Well, there's that solemn judgment, isn't there, at the end of the days, of which I've referred to, when the wicked shall be cast into that lake of fire. But the judgments here, I understand, are the judgments which the psalmist speaks of in Psalm 119. He speaks many of judgments and testimonies and statutes and precepts, doesn't he, and so forth. He said how he loved thy judgments. Now these judgments, dear friends, are the Lord's watchful care and keeping over his people, that as they grow from a babe and grow through the months and the years of their life, he leads them forth by the right way. He brings to pass those things in which he's leading and guiding and causing to come to pass, that they will come to a certain point in their life when they turn aside from the ways of sin, the love of sinning. As we look back, have we any evidence of the Lord's judgments in that light? Things that have taken place, perhaps unexpectedly. Things which have come to pass, which have perhaps caused us to pray. And the Lord has answered those prayers and has provided our daily needs. And we look at the good hand of the Lord upon us. There may have been his chastening hand. There may have been many troubles which have come, many disappointments, many sorrows, perhaps grief. But dear friends, they've all been working together to bring us to a certain spot, a certain place, where we realize what we are in the flesh, guilty sinners, before a holy God. And that's in essence where he makes all things work together for good. His judgments. He knows the way we take. He directs them. He causes it to come to pass. Perhaps at times we think that we're making decisions ourselves. I always remember when I came down to work, first of all at Stevenage, when I was just over 20 years old. It was the only way that opened up for me to come, and I didn't get on very well, not with the work. Dear friends, but having come down to Stevenage and having come into contact with friends from Luton, I started going to Luton Bethel Chapel, and there, that's how I thought, that's the ministry for me. There was a beginning of a change. There was the Lord's hand working. It were his judgments. And after 1 year, friends, I wasn't happy at that work. And I applied for another job. And I got the job. I was most surprised. It was down at Brighton, on the south coast. It appeared to me, in one way, to be my choice. But dear friends, little did I know that going down to there, oh, I went down in a very low state. I was on completely on my own. I didn't know anyone. And those of you who know loneliness, I do sympathise with you. But after a year, it was the time of the Lord's most sweet blessing. His judgments. He knows the way we take because he brings the way we take. He leads us forth by the right way. He did those, didn't he? Who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Now that's what he brings you to. His judgments, the ways of his judgments. To bring his people to that spot and that place within them where they hunger and thirst after God's righteousness. It's the teaching of the Spirit, isn't it? Teaches of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. A judgment that we deserve. A righteousness which we cannot maintain, which we cannot attain. And those sins which abound within us. And dear friends, what does such a day as that bring to us? Dear friends, to his people, it brings them to a low state. It brings them to prayer. It's the working of his Spirit. This morning I tried to preach to my people concerning Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a good king. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And yet he came into a time of trouble. Dear friends, that didn't happen by chance, did it? Sennacherib coming to destroy Jerusalem and Hezekiah himself. That didn't happen by chance. God is the God of all flesh, whether they believe in God or not. They will do as he commands, where his purpose is to be fulfilled. And at the same time, Hezekiah had that sickness. And Isaiah told him it was unto death. Dear friends, that caused Hezekiah to pray, didn't it? He turned his face to the wall and he pleaded what he'd done. But deep down Hezekiah knew that wouldn't deliver him from his sickness and that wouldn't deliver him from Sennacherib. And that trouble was sanctified to him. It wasn't just providential, it wasn't just outward, it wasn't just physical trouble. He was brought to pray, Lord, undertake for me, undertake for me. And if you've got a Bible, you'll see in the margin against undertake, it'll say ease. Lord, ease me. He wanted to be eased from his troubles, from Sennacherib. Eased from his sickness. In other words, be delivered. He wasn't ready to die. But when you look at the word undertake in the Hebrew, it is normally translated surety. Lord, undertake for me. Lord, be a surety for me. And a surety, as you know, is one who stands to guarantee the debt of another. Dear friends, Hezekiah's trouble was also spiritual. He wasn't ready to die. He was a sinner. And he pleaded with the Lord to undertake for him. Yes, to ease him of those physical problems he had. But above all, for the Lord to stand in his place, to pay the price of his sin. Lord, undertake for me. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord. The Lord knows how it is to bring each one of his people to that spot. Lord, undertake for me. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, save me. Those urgent, there's no long prayers, is there? You don't go on and on and on as if you're going to be heard for your much speaking. It's that urgent, pressing case in very few words. And it's the Lord's work. It's a call by grace to seek for the soul's salvation. In the way of thy right judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. You're given, aren't you, that time now. You don't know when the Lord will answer your prayer. It may be very short. It may be very long. But dear friends, you cannot do anything else but wait for the Lord to answer those plans, to answer those prayers. But they waiting upon the Lord. Dear friends, the scriptures speak quite a lot of waiting upon the Lord. They that wait for him in such a frame, dear friends, they won't be disappointed. The time of love, we sometimes sing, don't we? The time of love will come. When thou shalt truly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say, for me, for me. Tarry his leisure then. Dear friends, you don't give up praying, do you? It's the object of your first desire, Jesus, crucified for me. And it appears, it's evident in your prayers, above all the other things you might ask for. It's a constant cry, Lord, undertake for me. Well, dear friends, if you come to a spot like that, if there's any of you here tonight in a place like that, then it's the Lord's work, isn't it? It's not your own. It's his teaching. Where you know the salvation of your soul is the one thing needful. Without it, you'll perish. And so you cry, as Hezekiah cried, as Jacob cried when he was faced with the consequence of his sins. Esau was coming against him with 400 men to slay him. All night he wrestled in prayer. Wrestling with one which could only be the Son of God. Because only the Son of God could bless Jacob as he blessed him. Oh, wrestling prayer can wonders do. Bring relief in deepest straits. Lord, undertake for me. Oh, dear friends, do continue in prayer. We're not to faint, are we? Where the Lord begins that work, dear friends, and it's initially, you won't give up. You won't give up. It'll be the longing of your soul. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. He's brought you to this spot to cry, to be filled with his righteousness. And there's the promise, isn't there? They that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. There's no doubt about it. Dear friends, a sweet assurance in these things, isn't there? It isn't something we imagine in our heads. It isn't something we think, oh, well, if we do this and if we do that and if we pray in this way, then I think it's all right. I think I'm a child of God. Dear friends, there's nothing like that at all. These things are real and they're sure. And you know them within your heart and in your mind and your whole being. Why is being called being born again? Old things passed away, all things become new. That's the effect of the blessing which you long to have. And the blessing which only can come through the Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord, have we waited for thee? The desire of our soul is to thy name. The desire of our soul is to thy name. We read of many names, don't we, concerning Christ, the Son of God. We read of many names concerning God. We read God is love. And there's no difference between the name of God and the name of his Son, because his Son, Jesus, is God. In him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. His name, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Dear friends, that's what we think of, isn't it, when we are in such trouble and praying earnestly for the righteous. We want the Lord's peace, our pardon sealed, and peace with God. A peace that passeth all understanding. The blotting out of our transgression. Oh, what did Ezekiah find when he prayed, Lord, undertake for me? His whole dependence was upon the Lord. He could do nothing for himself. All he could do was wait. He only had to wait a few days. We may have to wait a few years. But that time came. The Lord was ready to save me. Cast all my sins behind his back. Cast all my sins behind his back. If all your sins, dear friends, are cast behind the back of the Lord, he looks upon you in pure holiness, without sin. They're behind his back because he hath paid the price for sin, your sin, Hezekiah's sin. This is the answer, isn't it, to your prayers, that voice of the Lord speaking in the power of his Spirit, I have blotted out all thy transgressions for my name's sake, and will remember them no more. Fear not, I've redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Dear friends, there's all things now becoming new, isn't it? There's a liberty. The liberty of the gospel, the power of the word of God, and in much assurance. Do note that. Much assurance. For the gospel came not in word only, but in the power of the Spirit, who testifies of Christ, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, your election of God. Dear friend, without this, how do you know your election of God? All these blessings. Dear friend, they're more to be desired than our daily food, aren't they? They're more to be desired than the riches of this earth. The riches of this earth will never redeem our souls. But the shed blood of the Lamb of God, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, Christ shed that blood, bearing the sins of many, that they may be called the sons of God, made like unto Christ, pure, holy, undefiled. Dear friends, this is the glorious gospel, isn't it, of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And how vital it is to know this sweet work, this vital work, this solemn work, this sacred work, this glorious work, this vital work in our soul. It's eternal. Nothing can remove it when this work is begun. When you know this way of salvation, of faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, revealed by the Spirit, where Christ is the chiefest among 10,000, the altogether lovely, far above all the things of this earth which you've loved and adored until now. Dear friends, it's a great change, isn't it? And you seek to love him as he has loved you. His name is love. Because his name is wonderful, Counselor, merciful, gracious, long-suffering. Fullness of mercy and truth. His name is Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Emmanuel, God with us. The presence of God within us. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Dear friends, this is the blessing of being filled with his righteousness. He being made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And Jeremiah speaks, doesn't he, how we shall call him in that day, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. O Lord, we have waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name. Well, dear friends, if that is your case, then you are most blessed. The Lord working that work of his grace within you. And dear friends, where that work is begun, it will be carried on. It won't come to an end. The text goes on to say, and to the remembrance of thee, to the remembrance of thee. In other words, dear friends, when the Lord begins this glorious work, oh, we could leave all the things of this earth. And we could go to be one in glory. All the joys and the things which we love upon this earth will fade into insignificance. Christ will be all our glory. The cross will be all our glory. But it may well be the Lord's will, and it usually is, for us to continue upon this earth, to be a witness of that truth. Dear friends, if we have known this wonderful work of the redemption of our soul, that the desire of our soul is to thy name, and that desire has been filled, and you've never given witness of it, it's a solemn thing, because that's not to the honour and glory of God. I know Satan is a mighty foe. And he will hinder us in anything that praises God and gives testimony of the goodness and the grace and the power of God in a sinner's soul. And you need to pray to be delivered from it. Those whom the Lord's work is evident within, they will desire ever the remembrance of him. As life goes on, week by week, year by year, oh, how can we forget that one who has loved us with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness he's drawn us to the knowledge of his grace. But dear friends, our hearts within us, they can soon cause us to forget, can't they? We have our duties, we have our responsibilities, we have our daily lives, we have many things that rise against us, and oh, we have the same experiences outwardly as we had before the Lord called us by his grace and set the knowledge of his love within us. And we find our old hearts still deceitful within us, desperately wicked. They begin to have an effect, and we lose sight of Jesus and his cross. And we're prone to fall a prey. Our lust and pride by power and craft will carry us away. But you know, dear friends, if we've known the beginning, all that will grieve us. It will grieve us. And will bring us to a low place. And our desire will be to the remembrance of his goodness. Remember, O Lord, the word, says the psalmist, upon which thou hast caused me to hope, my comfort in the time of mine affliction. Oh, dear friends, we have to look back, don't we? Sometimes. Look back to that work, that beginning of that work of grace. And to trust in the gracious promises of Christ. None shall ever pluck thee out of my hand. None shall ever pluck thee out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Oh, is not the Lord faithful that hath promised? Yes. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Lo, I am with thee always, even unto the end of the world. Oh, but my sin. I still fall. I'm not worthy of the least of thy mercies, and we never shall be. Neither was Peter. When after all the goodness of the Lord he knew, after his testimony, thou hast the words of eternal life, to whom else can we go? We know and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And when he testified he would go with Jesus even unto death, before the night went past by, he denied his Lord with oaths and curses and wept bitterly. Oh, how he fell. Where was his hope now? Jesus had said, I've prayed for thee. I've prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Oh, dear friends, did that bring Peter to remembrance? He'd lost the remembrance of Christ and his word and all that exercise of his faith, hadn't he, and his boldness when he was faced with the threatening of those accusations. His flesh gave way. But friend, what the Lord had done for him had never given way. The Lord was still there. Christ was still mindful of his Peter. Christ bore the sins of Peter on Calvary's cross and rose again, and Peter's sorrow was turned into joy when the Lord appeared. Yes, in that upper room and then by the Sea of Galilee. Oh, dear friends, that remembrance, that never left Peter, did it? Never left him. Peter loved the appearing of Christ. Oh, and to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. Yeah, friends, it's sweet, isn't it? When we perhaps come into a low place spiritually, even though the Lord has had great mercy upon us. And well, how can I put it? And we depart from his ways. It's lovely, isn't it, when he appears again. As David said, he restoreth my soul. Now, that's what you desire, isn't it? When we go and depart from the ways of God, even though his mercy has been toward us, he restoreth my soul. And leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, that's our desire, to remember. And we shall remember all his goodness, all the days of our life, that he's never left us nor forsaken us. What he's done forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. There is all our desire, all the days of our life, is in what Christ hath done for our soul. But you may feel you're very much overcome. Oh, there's so many things that crowd in upon us, isn't there? And there, dear friends, in the remembrance of him, we have a refuge. Yes, a refuge for sinners. And a refuge from all the storms of life. We have it at the end of this chapter. Come, my people, Enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpast. Friends, what fears we have, what the Lord may bring upon us, generally, in our nation, in the world. Oh, his wrath surely is to be poured out. We're hastening towards the end of time. But come, my people. He that hath done a good work in you, he will perform that good work. Oh, Psalm 91 says, oh, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, but it shall not come nigh thee. Those who are under the shadow of the Almighty, those who have known this call by grace, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment. Continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. And what does the psalmist David say? I think it's Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. For my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpast. Dear friends, it brings us all back, isn't it, to what Christ hath done for our soul. In our beginnings, his drawing, his judgments, bringing us to a spot where we desired nothing else but the redemption of our soul, the power of that shed blood to cleanse us from all sin. It was our petition. Give me Christ or else I die. And he answered those petitions because he brought you there. It was his work, his sovereign work of grace. And as we carry on through life amidst all the foes around us and the sins within us, dear friends, it's still that work of grace, isn't it? It's that alone which brings us the joy and rejoicing of our heart. It's that which gives us the strength to continue, knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. And so there's this exhortation, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. That's the exhortation. And the promise is the previous verse. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. All our days, from the day of the call by grace right to the end of time, nothing can separate us from that promise. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because Christ hath gone to prepare a place for us, and he will come again and receive us unto himself. Oh, dear friends, what a blessed truth. And this is our testimony. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. Dear friends, the Lord bless you, keep you in his care, bring you to that spot where Christ is first and foremost. And then to keep you from falling, maintain you in his love, that everlasting love, which will carry you to glory, and there dwell with Christ forevermore. The Lord add his blessing. Amen.
Collection last Lord's Day amounted to £655, for which we're very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Timothy Barker. And God willing, Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening if he's well enough. And Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday school. And the collections today are from Mr. Robert Field, after preaching here for 50 years. Let us close with hymn 788. Come, ye humble sinner train, souls for whom the Lamb was slain, cheerful let us raise our voice, we have reason to rejoice. Let us sing with saints in heaven, life restored and sin forgiven, glory and eternal Lord be to our incarnate God. 788.
Thank you.
thy blessing upon thine own word. Pardon and forgive anything that thy holy and pure eyes have seen amiss in our worship this night. May we all be amongst that sinner train of which we've just sung, thee to bring us safely through. Us, Lord, ever with that desire, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, in spite of all that may come in our pathway. Oh, be with us as we separate, be with those of us that meet around the table. Lord, do come and grant thy presence with us there. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us, yea, even forevermore. Amen.